We are here on your hometown radio. I have Lieutenant Todd Roberts from the Worcester Holmes County Post of the State Highway Patrol. Yes, I still stick that in there. Mm-hmm. I will carry that on for a while.
By title, we are the Worcester Post, but we cover Wayne and Holmes County both.
And we are here. We're talking saving lives we do every time, but we are trying to really push the thought home by wearing your seatbelt to save your life.
Yeah, that's our message right now is safety belts save lives. And I've been doing this for over 20 years, and I can attest to the facts that they truly do. And when we go around and we handle crashes regularly, I think we handle almost 2,000 crashes a year. We had a record year last year for fatal crashes. We see a lot of the incidents, and we see where the seatbelt makes the difference. And when you look at statistics statewide, not just locally, but over 60% of fatal crashes involve somebody not wearing a seatbelt.
That's a lot,
right? And so when you look at the ability to reduce the amount of fatal crashes and reduce the amount of serious injury crashes, and you look at how seatbelts coincide with that, it's a no-brainer. It's one of the easiest things you can do to protect yourself in the event that you're in a traffic crash. And we ultimately, our goal is to reduce traffic crashes in general, but we all know there's still humans behind the wheel, that they're still going to make bad decisions, they're still going to make mistakes, and crashes are going to happen. So even if you are the best driver in the world, you don't know what the other guy's doing. You don't know, you know, in today's society, we're seeing a lot of distracted driving. We're seeing a lot of impaired driving. We're seeing an uptick in people that are using marijuana and driving now that it's legal. So there's a lot of people doing a lot of things out on the roadway. And so you never know who's coming at you or what's going to happen. So taking that second to put that seatbelt on, to just click it in there, could ultimately save your life.
It is definitely important. You know, we've all seen those accidents or heard the accidents. Oh, they went through the windshield. Well, it's kind of hard to go through the windshield when you're strapped into your seat. It's possible, but very less likely.
Yeah. And, you know, we work through what we say are the three E's: education, education, engineering, and enforcement. So when we do those things, we're trying to tell people, you know, the importance of these things. So that's part of our education. Sometimes that education becomes enforcement. That's how we tell people. But we try to educate them of what happens when you are in that crash and how your body reacts. And when you look at the back to those statistics, one in three people that were involved in those crashes not wearing a belt were ejected. So, you know, striking that windshield.
The fourth E.
Yeah, ejection. Yeah. That's one we're not trying. We're trying to stop, I guess. But, yeah, hitting that windshield, being ejected from that vehicle. Because people, I don't know if people understand, when that car rolls over, the amount of force that it puts on your body, and it'll throw you around the car like a pinball. You're not holding onto the steering wheel in that moment. You're not staying in that seat.
Like a stuffed animal in a dryer.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great way to describe it, to visually picture that. But today's cars are designed to kind of crumple around that seat. They have airbags. They're designed to bend in certain areas so that when you take an impact, if you're in that seat, you're less likely to be severely injured. So keeping that seatbelt on, keeping you in your seat, is the best way to reduce those injuries.
And we've been seeing more vehicles flipping over for some reason lately. It's all like you scroll through Facebook, car flipped over.
Car flew
into a building.
Yeah.
Car, you know.
That was a rocket into a building. But we live in an area where the speed limits are higher on a lot of country roads. You know, you have that 55 mile an hour speed limit most of the time on these back roads, versus if we're in the city and we're doing 25, 35 miles an hour. So we just had one the other day at an intersection where two 55 mile an hour roads come together and somebody blew a stop sign. And when you take those two 55 mile an hour cars and you put them together, that's 110 mile an hour impact. And so it doesn't take much to flip a car over when you have that type of force being struck together. So the seatbelts, like I said, I've seen it. I can't count on how many times. And, you know, I always see the people, well, I had this friend that if he would have had his seatbelt on, it would have killed him. Well, more than likely that crash would have been that way anyways, from my experience. So there's very few times in my career have I seen that somebody not wearing a seatbelt, that was a benefit to them.
Oh, I had a thought and it just went whoosh.
Right out the window.
Like it wasn't wearing its seatbelt.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah.
So yeah, it's definitely something you know, oh, I remember now. I think we need to bring back the Crash Test Dummies commercials. Oh, mm-hmm. I mean, those showed you what you were doing, mm-hmm. you know, in that impact to show the body. Bring them back. Bring back the Crash Test Dummies.
I don't disagree. That was a great visual to see how your body reacts in a traffic crash. You know, to see the amount of force, the amount of pressure that gets put on you. And that seatbelt is what keeps you held back.
And so you guys are going to be, you know, educating mm-hmm. continuously here throughout the fall.
Yeah, that's one of the things. I mean, I guess what people think we do is we just go around and write tickets all day, right?
Got to meet your quota.
Yeah, we got to meet our quota. We got to do that. And like I said before, that ticket is a form of education. That's kind of what we do. It is. I mean, our hope is that we give you a ticket and that reminds you, I don't want to pay that money again. I don't want to face that situation again. I don't want to have my license suspended for whatever violation it is. But yeah, that's part of the what we do. But we spend so much time educating and talking to people and going around to schools and talking to kids and different events and community events and being out there just trying to talk to people to get them to make the right decision ahead of time so that we don't have to write you a ticket, so that we don't have to be involved in handle a crash that you were involved in. So this is one of those things that we're going to continue to do, especially this fall. As we're getting in through the holidays, we always say, you know, the worst time for us to make these notifications is through these holidays. And those are we're coming through Labor Day. It's the end of the summer. And then we're going to start getting into those winter holidays. So it's super important to us to make sure that we're getting the message out, having people think about it, and just make the right choice ahead of time.
And you guys do the seatbelt thing with the schools to mm-hmm. try to get them. And isn't there like ice cream involved in that?
Yeah, there's all kinds of different, each school does different events. And we usually set it up with the Safe Communities groups. Or different organizations where we'll stand at the school entrance, and when the kids come in with a seatbelt on, you know, they'll get some sort of prize. And that's just to, again, make sure they're making great decisions.
Yeah. Rewards for good behavior.
Yeah. So whatever we can do to get people to do that, like ultimately, if we don't write a single seatbelt ticket because everybody's wearing it, hey, I'm good with that. We win. So
we should get rewarded every year for not getting a seatbelt ticket. Hey. Like the state of Ohio uh-huh. gives us a coupon for, you know, 50% off of something, like your license registration the next year.
Perfect.
Right? Like if you don't get seatbelt tickets, okay. Present that.
Yeah, I'll run that up the chain. We'll see what we can find.
I'm going to have you do it because I'd rather them give you this look than me.
Yeah, exactly. I'm good with it. I've gotten weird looks before.
trust me. I may get more. But, you know, sometimes it takes that positive reward. You know, you're sure. negatively rewarding or negatively impact, you know. Mm-hmm. But give us positive rewards.
Yeah, okay. We'll see what we can do with that. Yeah.
But wear your seatbelt, y'all.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's the easiest thing you can do. And I hope that everybody, you know, if you're driving around this morning and you don't have it on, it, you know, just clicks in your head to reach up, grab it, put it on, because you never know what's going to happen.
Everybody in the car going to click it. I still haven't, you know, I'm there. I have like, 10 songs I need to rewrite for campaigns.
It's just time.
But maybe it is with this, you know, seatbelting campaign. Maybe it is.
Yeah.
Let me get through all my other projects in the next 2 weeks that I got to have done.
Put it on the list.
Well, we don't talk about the list. Yes. If we think Santa has a long list, we haven't seen my list. Yeah. But, you know, it's a rule in my car. You get in my car, you put your seatbelt on.
Sure. Yep. As it should be.
But I know people who have gotten multiple tickets and it don't faze them.
It doesn't change them. Yep.
They just pay it and go.
We'll continue to do our job. We'll continue to be out there working and looking and hopefully make those people understand the importance.
So just when you get in there, just reach around and click that seatbelt into place over top of you. Yes. Not behind you to make it look like you're wearing it.
Yep.
I know folks
who do
that. We've
seen that as well, right? Yes. Stops the dinger.
So, I mean, that's the biggest way to save lives. Let's reduce their seatbelt tickets for the next however many months are left in this year, because I lost track. Yeah. I don't even know where we're at this point.
Yeah, I feel you.
So anything else coming from the Worcester Holmes County Post?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's it. We're super busy on a lot of things, but that's just one of the messages that we want to get out right now.
So put on your seatbelt.
Yeah, please.
All right, that was Lieutenant Todd Roberts from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol here. Thanks for coming.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you again.
Yeah.
Right now, we're going to pop in to Hometown Sports.